You're listening to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor.
Good morning, good evening, wherever, whenever you may be listening. I'm John Vogel, and welcome to The John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best place to start your podcast. It is Tuesday. It's been fun so far this week. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. You know, between if you think about it, it's really most of the action is going on in the AFC East, which is, you know, quickly becoming the most intriguing division in the NFL right now. So, got a few things to kind of unpack that I think would be really good to get into. First off, Cam Newton, as I mentioned yesterday, is with the New England Patriots. This is tremendous news for the Patriots. Couple other things that I didn't mention yesterday, and don't worry, we're going to be talking about this all week. We're going to get a few different perspectives on it. But if you look at Cam Newton against the Patriots in the past, he's never lost to him as the starting quarterback. And I wasn't sure when I heard about this, but I had to look it up, and it is indeed true. Cam Newton never lost to the New England Patriots in the regular season as a starting quarterback. He pulled off some of the greatest plays of his career against the Patriots. This kind of stuff has come to light over, you know, the last couple days with social media getting into things. Really kind of gets you to start thinking about what is Bill Belichick going to do with this guy? Belichick, obviously, is one of the top innovators of football. His strategies and the different things that he's implemented both on offense and defense throughout the years, the past couple decades that he's been the New England Patriots head coach, has changed the game of football. And I'm not saying that to just because that's what everyone else says. I'm saying that because literally look at the way that the things that the Patriots have done from schematic standpoints and, you know, creating new positions ultimately, you know, for offenses and defenses. And that's just what he's done the 2 years there. It uses the players to the best of their ability. And oftentimes sells them at the ultimate high price. Will Cain was saying he's the Warren Buffett of the NFL, and really he is. He always buys low and sells high, and nobody knows how he does it. I really think we could see this go several different ways with the New England Patriots. They're very deep at running back, so you know that they're going to run the football, and they're probably going to run it a lot. You've got a running quarterback that you can feature now. When I say running, I don't mean mainly running. I mean he has that threat that we haven't seen a Bill Belichick offense put on the field yet. I mean, I think the closest that we saw to it was Jacoby Brissett, but he wasn't nearly as dynamic of a runner as Cam Newton is. You know, so I think the real question here with what the Patriots are going to do is what kind of personnel are they going to run? And I've seen a lot of different analysts talking about you running a lot of, you know, like two tight end personnel sets, maybe some, you know, 12 personnel, one running back, maybe two running backs and two tight ends. You know, so there's a lot more that it looks like the Patriots can run with Cam Newton at the helm. And I think that's going to really make this New England Patriots offense a lot of fun to watch this year. But if you look in the AFC East right now, you have a disgruntled safety at with the New York Jets, Jamal Adams, who is an all-pro, arguably one of the best safeties in the league right now, and he wants out of New York. He is sick of Adam Gase, the head coach there. And don't get me wrong, Adam Gase has a history of just pissing players off. That's for sure. If you look all throughout the history with him as a head coach, with Miami, the last year in New York, it feels like it's been a couple, but golly, it's only been a year. You know, and that's when he's continuously pissed off players. He doesn't know how to talk with them a lot of the times, I don't think. I think he comes across the wrong way, probably a little bit too overbearing at times. And players don't like that. Players want someone that they feel like can relate to them and understands them. Gase does not come across, even with the media, as a guy who's like that. So he's actually requested, gone as far as to request a trade. Not sure if the Jets are going to be able to do it for what they want. We've seen, you know, trade offers, trade demands, I guess is a better word. This is something that's been going on in the NFL a good bit, right? It's something that has become more prevalent and more common over the last 10, 15 years, is people making trade requests. It used to be very rare and one of the last resorts that you went to. I think to an extent, it is. And I guess you could make the argument that NFL franchises are going to be more, I guess, they're going to demand more from players because they're getting more money than they used to, right? So the salary cap continues to rise every year. Now they're paying out bigger contracts, and now the teams feel like it's within their rights to basically say, look, you need to do this A, B, and C, you know, and if you don't, we're going to have to do something about it. So I think the trade demands have risen because there's more money involved, with players getting paid. Great example is the Jaguars defensive end, Yannick Ngakoue. Probably said that, probably slaughtered that name. This guy, he's been asking for a trade pretty much all year. He hasn't gotten it yet. And he's a very talented edge rusher. He is very good. But the problem is, nobody wants to pay the price the Jaguars want for him. And I think when you see an increase in something, in this case trade demands across the league, you're going to see the value of it decrease. The impact that it creates decreases. And that's what's happened with the trade demand. The value of it, because it kind of happens all the time now, it doesn't have as much of an impact when a player requests to be traded than it used to. Because again, it always felt like it was a last resort. It was, we can't work this out. I want out. This is not going to work. Da, 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 right? So that's the thing here with, I think what I'm saying is, because there's more money, people are going to request trades more because the demands from franchises are higher. Jamal Adams, I'm sure he would be great playing somewhere else. Probably better than he was in New York, because the rest of that New York secondary was atrocious and he was still an all-pro. Now, the NFL Game Pass ran a really good film session with Stephon Gilmore, where he talks about being able to do things more because he trusts the back end of the secondary. And it's a very insightful episode. If you can watch it, go do it. If you don't have Game Pass, I'm sorry, you do need to consider that next year. I wouldn't do it now because there's so little time left to really take advantage of it. But the thing with what Gilmore is saying is, and he shows multiple examples where he undercuts the route, you know, he takes a chance, a little bit more risky of a play, you know, shooting, going for an interception, jumping a route, whatever. And pretty much every time he did something, he said, yeah, well, I know that the safety, Devin McCourty, he's got my back. He's going to be back there to take out anybody that I miss on. And so because he has that trust, he's able to take more chances and ultimately be a more effective cornerback. And that's the thing that should be happening in New York, is that you have a really good back end safety. You should be taking more chances. That is not something that we're seeing from the cornerbacks there, or anybody in coverage. Jamal, he would be great. I don't know if the Jets are going to pull off a trade at this point. I really don't. I think because trade demands happen so often now, it's going to be really hard for them to get anything done. Obviously, the next few weeks will really tell, especially when we start to get back into training camp and things start to settle. We'll have to see where that ends up. Anyways, going to take a little break here when we come back. Kind of funny to see Tom Brady on the end of the woke crowd, isn't it? The NFLPA made a statement. That coming up next on the John Vogel Show. I'll tell you what I think is one of the funniest things that's happened so far this NFL offseason. Welcome back to the John Vogel Show, presented by Anchor, the best way to start your podcast. This is one of the funniest things I think that's happened over the offseason. So, former New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, now current Tampa Bay Buccaneer, enters his first year as a guy coming onto a new team. He's 42 years old. He's left the first team, the team he got into the NFL with, for the first time. He's never left. He's never started with a new team. This is a completely new experience for him. 2-year contract. Great, good deal for him, all that, whatever. He's been working out with his teammates in the Tampa area. The NFLPA, along with their medical director, released a statement last week basically suggesting that players do not work out together in certain states that are seeing rises in COVID-19. And those states being places like Florida, places like Texas, so on and so forth. Well, Tom's in Tampa. He ignored the recommendation. He and his teammates were back out working out. But not only that, Tom took a shot, so it seems, and so it was perceived, showing him drinking water during a break in practice, saying, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So for a guy Tom Brady's age, compared to the rest of the players in the NFL, for the most part, he is of a higher risk at getting COVID. Still, his chances of getting COVID are about the same as getting struck by lightning. He's not worried about it. He is definitely not worried about it. He's working out. ESPN and woke media decided that the usually reliable role model, Tom Brady, the usually reliable role model, Tom Brady, One more time. The usually reliable role model, Tom Brady, is really making the wrong point. In other words, Tom, you stepped out of your lane. Get back in it. Brady didn't do it. I thought ESPN senior writer Ian O'Connor wrote a piece on the entire thing where I pulled that term from. He said that Brady should have been connecting virtually with his receivers, backs, and offensive linemen instead of working out with them. Now, don't get me wrong, Ian O'Connor, he's a senior writer for a reason. He is a very talented writer, to say the least. Very accomplished in the sense that he's published several books, and they are good books. But it seems as though there is something Ian O'Connor does not realize. And even as accomplished of an author as he is, it is something he cannot understand. And that's good luck forming chemistry that will show on the field with your wide receivers, your backs, and your offensive linemen virtually. This is legit, folks. This is legit. He said that his chemistry should be being built virtually with his new teammates. See, chemistry, the chemistry that we talk about on the football field is not, it's not the chemistry that you see in movies. It's not the chemistry that we talk about in relationships. Having a good relationship with the player does help chemistry on the field, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about timing. We're talking about knowing how players are going to react to things that happen. We're talking about if running back misses said assignment, Tom knows the general idea, you know, like the general direction that is going to be coming from. He knows this receiver will run this route and this time. It's all about working out together. You don't build chemistry on the field virtually. It doesn't happen. Some receivers are better getting into breaks than others. Some receivers are crisper with their routes than others. Some receivers like to round about their routes, not really do a break. The only way you can figure those teammates out is if you work out on the field together with them. And that's what makes this whole thing really funny to me. Now, that's the next part of this story, because the story doesn't just end there. Because Brady is still working out. The NFLPA releases a statement advising agents to talk to their players about the risks of COVID-19 and how it could affect them. I'm going to say that again. The NFLPA released a statement asking players or agents to talk to their players about the risks to COVID-19. Are you understanding? Maybe I need to put this into simpler terms. The NFLPA released a statement asking Donnie Yee, Tom Brady's agent, to go talk to Tom Brady about the risks that can happen with COVID-19. Tom Brady has defied the media. He's defied the NFLPA. He's showing he doesn't care about the virus. That's not what woke crowd wants. That is not at all what woke crowd wants. The wokies are out here going, no, 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 no. You can't be working out right now. You need to be staying indoors. You need to be talking to your teammates virtually. because we need to take this COVID seriously. I'm not saying don't, but they are football players. They are getting paid millions of dollars. I am sure Tom understands the full risks of COVID already. He is not scared. He's not worried about it. Why should he be? What reason does he have to be worried about it? There are not many people his age who have died across the United States from COVID-19. Most of the guys he's playing with, their numbers in their age group are even less. Significantly less. A lot of the young guys that are coming into the league, their age, between 18 and 25, 4 people have died in the United States from COVID-19. Between the age group of 18 and 25, 4. See, COVID is a dangerous virus for people with underlying conditions. That's what we've seen. That's what the data has completely shown. COVID-19 by itself, the majority of people who get it are asymptomatic at this point. It doesn't really affect them. They don't even know they have it. Hell, I'm taking a COVID test today because I'm in the Army. The Army is requiring that everybody takes a COVID test. There's a really good chance I go up there and they tell me I've got it. I haven't felt it. I would be asymptomatic. My age group, the majority of cases are asymptomatic. That's the thing with this fear narrative being pushed by the media. For someone with an underlying condition, yes, take all the precautions that you can. But for the majority of people involved, it's not really a worry. It's not. Tom Brady is not worried about this. Tampa Bay Buccaneers teammates are not worried about this. There is nothing that the NFLPA, nothing that ESPN can say that's going to discourage him from going out on the field and working out with those teammates. That's just facts. That's just life. Anyways, we are about out of time for today. Thank you for tuning into the John Vogel Show. Tomorrow, we should have NFL agent Zach Moore joining the show. Talking, we should have a really good conversation, actually. It should be really solid. And there's a lot of content to cover. I think between Cam Newton and everything kind of going on, talking about some of the things behind the scenes that happen in the league, it's gonna be worth your time to listen to. Should be a segment. Also, continue to keep up with my work. You can do that at johnvogel.football, or if that's not simple enough for you, johnvogelfootball.com. Get into the conversation, guys. You know, spread the word that there is sports coverage that isn't alt left. There is sports coverage that's not going to lean left. You know, it's not just me, and there's Outkick, and, you know, there's a bunch of us out there. You just need to know about us. You just need to find us. So word of mouth is always the best way to spread things, has been since the beginning of time, still is today. So get the word out, talk to your friends, tell them about everything going down here between Outkick and johnvogel.football. God love y'all. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow.